Hey everybody, welcome to God Still Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Leon Depria.
I want us to touch on a very good subject this morning, and I'm titling it, How to Subdue Your Enemy Without Any Fighting. How to Subdue Your Enemy Without Any Fighting. This is a skill and an art, I believe, that is long lost, but can be found in Scripture. You know, if we go to Luke chapter number 14, verse 31, it speaks of an amazing story, but giving clear wisdom. In fact, the Chinese war book called Art of War is based from this principle. And we see in Luke chapter number 14, verse 31, it says, "Or what king, going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first, and consulteth whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him that comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desireth conditions of peace." So basically what he's saying, he says, listen, what king would just run into a war without sitting down if he knows he has only 10,000 soldiers and the other army has 20,000? And or else he will send a messenger to go forth to deliver a message of peace and desire conditions of peace. We see how the scripture commands us to first of all analyze our battles. Once we have analyzed the battle, the strength, the amount of people, what are we in for, the cost of the battle, then we must decide whether we must retreat, surrender, retreat, surrender, or win it without fighting. Let me say it like this: retreat, surrender, or avoidance. When you see a battle coming and you know, a lot of people misjudge battles. They fight the wrong battles. And fighting the wrong battles will cause you to have no energy, become discouraged, and distract you, and you will never be able to fulfill your mission. So when you see a battle that is coming that is too big and it's going to distract you, throw you off course, you must find a wise way on how to surrender, retreat, or avoidance. Avoid. Now, you know, a general must assist by assessing the battle that he has to fight. He must assist by assessing the battle that he has to fight. Are you going to win? Will I have victory over this battle? Can I handle what is coming my way? Do I count the price? You know, the scripture teaches us that there are strict conditions where we must declare or strive for peace. I just read to you that in the scripture now. You know, a good general accomplishes great victories by not fighting. I'm going to say it again. A good general accomplishes great victories by not fighting. To not actually fight a war may involve surrender, retreat, or avoidance. You must know how to subdue an enemy without fighting. And this is what I want to share with you today. Give me 5 minutes. You must know how to subdue an enemy without fighting. You know, retreat and surrender are most often seen as weaknesses. But there is a way on how we can make retreat and surrender not to be a sign of weakness, but a sign of wisdom. And I want to show you a little bit out of scripture or practical keys on how to do this. I do it a lot. I sometimes have every day 10, 15 battles that I have to choose from to fight. Some are very big, some are minute. Some are there to distract me, some are very important, some are life-threatening. I have to analyze and see, is this battle what I'm doing, going at, or my this fight, is this worth my energy, worth my drama? You see, it takes humility to accept a strategy of avoiding fighting through retreat or surrender. You must accept that some enemies are too big, or some enemies are too strong or too erratic to fight. Some are too haphazard to fight. I was recently in a battle and the enemy was simply too haphazard and unpredictable for us to put in a strategy on how to defeat. You see, you must choose your fights carefully. If you choose your fights carefully, you will win 100% of your battles. I'm going to say it again. If you choose your fight decently, carefully, you will win 100% of your battles. You know, one way to be wise in the strategy of fighting without fighting is to refuse to employ an uneducated and illiterate person. I'm going to say it again. If you want to know how to outthink and outsmart the enemy, refuse to employ uneducated and illiterate people. Uneducated and illiterate people. Refuse. When you do that, you give no leeway to the devil. You see, many rebellious people are uneducated or illiterate. Many strikes, protests, and campaigns of discontentment or less led by such. We've just seen all the protests of recent times in the United States and South Africa. Problem is probably in most nations. It usually comes from those who are angry, illiterate, and do not have another way of settling a dispute. You see, once you have people like that in your employee, as your employee, they can be the seed of complaints, rebellion, and discontent. They will gossip and bring complete destruction to your workplace. Avoiding people who have little understanding is a very good way forward of fighting an enemy without fighting him. You know, scripture, another, let me give you another verse where it says we must flee. You know, 2 Timothy chapter number 2, verse 22, the scripture says, flee also youthful lusts. Flee also youthful lusts. Fleeing youthful lusts is not a sign of weakness, but it is a sign of great wisdom. It's a sign of great wisdom, and it shows us what enemy is stronger than us. And it shows us humility to say we are weaker than that enemy. And it removes pride when we have wisdom to fight by not fighting. I hope this makes sense to you. I want you this day to know and learn how to fight battles without fighting. If you listen to this podcast and you love it, please share it with your friends. Copy the link, paste it on your Facebook, share it with everybody as far and wide as you can. Send it on emails. Get people onto, they can become subscribers to the app Podbean. They can listen to the podcast everywhere. But to become actual subscribers is on the app Podbean. I want to encourage you to download that app. Podbean is very powerful. All great speakers on there, great preachers, great messages, sermons. You can follow us as a subscriber. So let's get back. How to fight a fight without fighting. How to fight a fight without fighting. You see, Napoleon Hill was very well known for his invading Russia and defeated. Napoleon Hill was subdued by Russia in a very strange way. You see, when Adolf Hitler tried to do the same, they were conscious of the failure of Napoleon to conquer the Russians. The Russians destroyed Napoleon's army when he invaded Russia by constantly retreating and avoiding him. This is where we see retreating and avoiding not being a sign of weakness, but a sign of strategy. You see, when Napoleon went in to attack Russia, he went towards Moscow with his army. He went in with about 650,000 soldiers, footmen. And as he went in with this massive army, Russia, and I believe it was the Tsar of Russia began to retreat and avoid and retreat more and more and more back. And they went out of their city away, emptied their city. They opened up all their prisoners in the city and told them to burn down the city. So now we see that when Napoleon entered Moscow, the Russians had deserted the city and released all prisoners. Let these prisoners burn down everything, they said. The Russian army, all the citizens of Moscow disappeared and left the city empty. They disappeared in thin air. Napoleon entered the absolutely empty city of Moscow, and he spent 1 month there hoping to find the Tsar, hoping to find the enemy. But the Tsar of Russia was found nowhere. Napoleon desperately needed to get back to where he came from. He had to go back, but he was adamant to first find Tsar to bow his knee before him. And he was looking all over. When Napoleon decided it's time to go back to France, he took his 650,000 soldiers and began to move back to France. As he moved back, eventually the Russian army came and began to attack them one after the other. So Napoleon came there with 650,000 men and he left there with 40,000 discouraged men. And it was there at the moment of weakness, tiredness, discouragedness, where Cesar decided to attack them, and they had a victory. And that is a one aid, if I can say it like that, or one pull of strategy and wisdom of history books that we can look at when strategy and avoidance is not a weakness. Strategy and avoidance and retreat. Let me say it like this. Retreat and avoidance is not a weakness. Retreat and avoidance is not a weakness. Retreat and avoidance is not a weakness. If there's anything you can take back today, it is that. Retreat, surrender, avoidance. Know what battles to fight, know what battles not to fight. Fight those you are 100% prepared for, 100% sure you will win, and all conditions is in your favor. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And again, you can share it with all your friends. Follow us on Podbean, the app, and go follow us on YouTube, on our websites, EncounterChurch.co.za, LeonePrier.com, EncounterChurch.co.za, and then our brand new video, high video quality broadcasting site is EncounterNow.tv. EncounterNow.com. EncounterNow.com. God bless you.